Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Keith Greiner of the 43rd Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Greiner, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we are going to be going into a presidential election year next year, and it somehow seems that Pennsylvania is always slightly behind the curve or maybe a kind of a backwater in terms of being involved in a presidential election, especially during the primary season, because generally speaking, Pennsylvania's primaries are fairly late in the season. But I understand you have some legislation in mind that you've introduced that may change that for Pennsylvania and really make us a player. What's going on here?
Absolutely. This past week, I had introduced a co-sponsorship memo aimed at moving our Pennsylvania primary date earlier in the year. Right now, it's in April, and I reviewed all the information, both the Republican and Democrat parties, and chose to pick a date, which would be the third Tuesday in March. And by doing that, it allows Pennsylvania to still be a winner-take-all state in the Republican primary and doesn't change the way the Democratic Party allocates their delegates at their convention either. And I think you hit on something really important at your introduction, is that, you know, really for the Republican Party since 1976, and that's even before I had an opportunity to vote, the people in the Republican Party have been disenfranchised in that their votes really don't mean anything come primary time because the presidential nominee has already been picked. Now, that's generally been the case in the Democratic Party also, in that other than 8 years ago, Hillary Clinton had won Pennsylvania over President Obama in that primary. It was still somewhat competitive at that time, but that was the last time in years that we had a competitive Pennsylvania primary in either party. It's unfortunate because, I mean, we truly are the Keystone State, and if I have my numbers right, I think we have the sixth most number of electoral votes of any state in the country. And it just doesn't make any sense to me that, you know, people don't have an opportunity in this Commonwealth to make a difference in the presidential primary. We should be able to have a choice in who we pick as our leader for our country. And what's happening is, I know if I went to an earlier date in March, we would get penalized by the Republican Party. We either get delegates taken away from us, or the delegates would be set up on a proportional method. There is some pushback. I think some people are concerned. It's like anything. Anytime you move something earlier, you know, change is challenging, circulation of petitions. But I really do believe that this is important to the voters. We have a hard enough time getting people out to the polls as is. I mean, I think people realize and people understand that there just isn't a lot of enthusiasm. There seems to be apathy. And I think this is one reason why. This legislation is crafted just for presidential primary years, meaning the primary dates remain the same in every other year. So it would only be for those years. And the reality is you have Florida already changing their date to be important. You have the Ohio State, the House of Representatives, they voted now to change their date. And people are jockeying because they want their residents to feel like they're important in the process. So I put this out there. I do think the general public has told me they're appreciative of this. I think that they feel that it's an important step. This has been tried in the Commonwealth in the past. Governor Rendell worked very hard a number of years ago to try to encourage this type of legislation. And unfortunately, it didn't get through. But then again, Harrisburg can be challenging at times to get legislation passed. And sometimes it takes more than one attempt to get it through. And I chose to run with it this time. And I put the bill out there. And I'm hoping it gets support. And I've talked to the state government chairman, Representative Medcalf, and he did not discourage me from introducing the bill. And I also talked to a key member and leadership staff, and the same thing. I didn't hear any negative feedback as far as introducing the bill. So I thought, let's run with it. And I think it's a very good piece of legislation. And one thing I would recommend to the people that are listening, that they call their state legislator and they encourage them to support this bill, because I think it's very meaningful. And I think it allows us to be more impactful for the entire country.
Representative Greiner, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Keith Greiner.